Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. It is hour two of the Rod Peterson Show, episode 189 of Canada's only morning talk show. And beginning April 8th, live on Game Plus Network, coast to coast, over a million homes across this wonderful country. The Silver Fox, Kelly Rempel, is in studio, as is the assistant general manager of the Washington Capitals, Ross Mahoney. He has brought his Stanley Cup ring, and we're very thankful for that. All the guys getting photos of it in the break. We're honored because I know Haas doesn't bust that out very often. Rich Sutter coming up here in hour two. And Gary Lawless sends his regards to the Vegas Golden Knights, but he had to reschedule. They are back in Vegas after that big win. Or at least they've left Edmonton. I think they're in mini next. But a big win in Edmonton last night, 3-2 in overtime. And how about those Winnipeg Jets coming back from a 2-0 deficit, beating the Arizona Coyotes 4-2 last night, puts them back into the playoff picture. And that is our poll question today for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Will the Winnipeg Jets be a Stanley Cup playoff team? And you can vote on Facebook now. You can also vote on Twitter. Let me check the results on that one. Last I looked, 53% of you saying yes, the Winnipeg Jets will be in the Stanley Cup playoffs. 36% of respondents saying no, and 11% of you being very honest saying you don't know. The standings have shifted as of last night. If the playoffs started today, it would be the Vegas Golden Knights up against the Winnipeg Jets in round one. Oilers Flames in round one. St. Louis versus Minnesota round one, and Colorado versus the Dallas Stars. We do have breaking news, too, by the way, broken by the Rod Peterson Show. Brian Peters, Grey Cup winning linebacker with the Rough Riders, former Minnesota Viking and Houston Texan, has signed with the XFL's Houston Roughnecks, the number one team in the XFL. BP heading back to Houston. We're going to get to your questions in a moment. We've got several have come in for Ross. I will ask you this, Ross. I've been very focused on the Western playoff race. Washington's been in it wire to wire this year. Do you check to see the standings as far as who you'd play? Are you into that?
Not really. I mean, I check to see, you know, our point totals, but I really don't look at the matchups. I mean, you're going to win a cup, you have to beat, be able to beat everybody in the league.
Right.
And, you know, when we the year we won it, I mean, we... I think we were losing in every single series. We dropped the first two games to Columbus, and we were down 3-2 to Tampa Bay. You know, we lost the first game to Vegas, and so really we're just we always look at it as, you know, the matchups. I guess sometimes you think they could be favorable, but it's playoffs, and it's a whole different animal. And like I said, you have to beat everybody or be prepared to beat everybody.
Well, I love this Score app, because they just started doing this year. Every day they've got the playoff matchups. So you don't have to do the math in your head. And as of today, it would be the Washington Capitals versus the Columbus Blue Jackets. And I assume a lot will change over the next month, but that's what it is today. Now to our question board from Gord Archibald. He says, for Ross, will we ever see dynasties again like the Oilers, Islanders, or Canadiens in the 70s and 80s?
I don't think so. I think, and I guess the biggest reason for me would be the salary cap. You know, the salary cap has created a lot of parity in the league, and I think it's really hard to be able to build a dynasty like those teams, you know, going on to win four cups or five cups, you know, and I think it'd be really, really difficult. There's so much parity because of the cap.
Mm-hmm. From producer Clark. The Capitals have been known to draft Regina Pats over the years. Chandler Stephenson, Connor Hobbs, Garrett Mitchell, Colby Williams, Brett Leffler. Can Ross touch on that? Doesn't hurt that they're right in your backyard, does it?
No, and I mean, a lot of it has to do with our Western Canada scout, Daryl Baumgartner. You know, I mean, some of those picks we're talking about were, some were middle rounds, some were later rounds, and usually that's where the area scout is going to step up and bring forward names that they would like to draft. So, you know, we'll draft players from anywhere. I mean, the year we won the Cup, we had a German player in our team we drafted, Philip Grubauer. We had a player who was born in Australia, the first Australian to play an NHL game. And We had Russians and Swedes and Finns and Czechs and U.S. and Canadians. And so we'll just take players, you know, that we like, no matter where they're from.
Kelly, of course, always has the Moose Jaw angle. And you guys drafted Brooks Like, did you not? Was that in your time?
No, he was drafted by Ottawa, and we ended up trading for him.
For him, because he was a great capital. Yeah, I would think of him as a capital.
Yeah, and he played really well for us. Brooks had a very good career with us.
Kelly, you jump in anytime.
Well, I just remember when I first got to know Ross was way back. I mean, we're going all the way back to the early 90s. I remember when I worked for the Warriors, Ross was coaching at that time. And I remember you applied for the job with the Moose Jaw Warriors, and I know that you coached some Team Sask. And I think at one point, Ross, if I'm not mistaken, your ambitions were more along the lines of actually coaching, but it worked out okay for you. Is there ever a part of you, though, like just a little part of you, or maybe a big part, that looks back and kind of wishes that there might have been a better opportunity that was given your way? Because I know that you were more than qualified for some of the jobs you didn't get.
I don't know. I mean, every once in a while I look back and think about that. But, you know, I was into the coaching, and I was, you know, had coached in the World Championships, the under-17s, a couple times. Along with Daryl Bumgartner, who's now my Western Canada scout, we coached Team Saskatchewan in 95, the, you know, Canada Winter Games. And, you know, was an assistant at the University of Regina, assistant with the Regina Pats
for a while.
We worked
together that year.
Yes, we did. So, you know, every once in a while I think about maybe, you know, taking that route instead of doing the scouting. But I also wasn't prepared to move my family every couple of years. And so you make a choice, and you know, I'm happy with the choice that I made, and it's been a lot of fun.
It's been okay. Worked out okay for you.
Yeah, no, it has. Yeah.
It generally always does. From Jason in Red Deer, hey, Ross, what are your thoughts on the latest round of GM meeting ideas, such as the lifted skate offside, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the GMs have a tough job, and we're always trying to make our game better, you know, and so you always have to look at different rules and try to make good decisions to, like I said, to make sure our game is the best game that we can, you know, best product we can put out there.
From Ryan, I would love to hear Ross's thoughts on whether there are any other rivalries that come close to the level of Crosby-Ovechkin in the league today. You paying attention to that?
Oh, you know, I've been so fortunate to be able to watch, you know, Ovechkin and Crosby play against each other on many occasions, and it is a real treat. I mean, they just try to one-up each other all the time, you know, and a number of times when I've been in there for the trade deadline, we've played Pittsburgh, and it's so much fun to watch. You know, you have that on different levels. I mean, they're both fantastic players, and I thought when they came in the league, they really, really helped grow the game again for us, you know. And, you know, I mean, there's lots of really good young players in the league right now, but I thought it was pretty special. And you had the Canadian-Russian kind of angle to it also. But, boy, are they ever fun to watch, and they're just tremendous players.
Do you think deep down they actually hate each other?
No, I think they really respect each other for, you know, I think they both appreciate, you know, their ability and their both of them wanting to be the best player in the league.
George Hamilick writes in and says, can Ross give us an update on Connor Hobbs? He's the record-setting Pats defenseman that you guys drafted.
Yeah, Connor's been down in Hershey in our American League. He's had some injuries this year, so a little bit of an off year, but he's done well. You know, he's always going to be a very competitive player. You know, he comes to play every shift, and as he said, he has a big shot. I think he had 31 goals maybe in his last year with the Pats, but just battling through a few injuries this year.
Set a record. Beat John Miner's record.
John Miner,
one
yes.
that we thought would never be broken.
Yeah, what a player he was, too.
He was good. I think Connor's a better all-around player myself, but will we see Connor in the NHL one day?
That's a possibility. I mean, that's up to Connor, you know. I mean, a lot of times people ask me and say, well, you know, how's this going to work out with this player or that player? And at the end of the day, it really comes down to the player, you know, their commitment that they have on the ice and off the ice. And, you know, it's up to them to impress the coaches and try to win a spot on our team.
But he has the He has it all, does he not? He's got all the tools.
Yeah, no, I mean, he's like I said, he's a very, very competitive guy, and the shot is a gift. You know, he has such a tremendous shot. I mean, that's something that can help him out a lot. And if it doesn't work out with us, maybe it'll work out with somebody else.
I got to ask you this too, Haas. I just feel like Saskatchewan's just starting to get the credit for the hockey hotbed that it is. And the NHL Heritage Classic coming here didn't hurt. I mean, it was awesome to have it here. I don't assume you went to the game, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, you were out working.
I was on
the
road.
Like Al Murray. Al's like, I'm not going to the game. I got games I got to scout. But point being, I had NHL Radio called me last year to do an interview because it was a very big deal to have Shen, Schwartz, and Bozak on the Blues. Of course it was, right? And they're saying, well, if the Blues win the Stanley Cup and they bring it to Saskatchewan, when's the last time the Stanley Cup was in Saskatchewan? I said, last summer. When Chandler Stephenson brought it here, Saskatoon kid. I mean, you don't have to look very far, Ross, on any NHL roster to find a Saskatchewan tie, correct?
Correct. No, I think, you know, based on our population with the number of players that we produce, it's probably about 2.5 times as many as it should be in the league. So it's a credit, obviously, to the players, but also to their parents and to the coaches and to Saskatchewan hockey. You know, it's very competitive, and it's... I mean, I think doing a really good job, and there's some, you know, even we had Braden Holtby also on our team.
Yeah.
No, another Saskatchewan.
Former Blade.
Yeah, former Blade, another Saskatchewan player. So, no, Saskatchewan's always done a really good job of producing a lot of players. And everything I heard from the, when you're talking about the winter game in Regina, from talking to the people from Winnipeg especially, they just said it was unbelievable, first class, couldn't believe the facility and the way they were treated. And so it went over very big in the NHL.
I was glad I listened because the Jets people were saying the same thing to me. I didn't know if I was going to go or not. I'm thinking the views are going to be crappy. It's going to be cold. I don't like being cold. They said, no, you got to go. It's an event. And I went, and I'm so happy that I did. Capitals outdoor games, have they been in? You've had some there?
Yes,
have you attended?
We played Pittsburgh in football stadium. Which was...
Heinz Field, right?
Yeah, unbelievable atmosphere. And then we also played Chicago in Washington at our baseball park. And I'm kind of like you. At first, I didn't get it. I thought, oh, I don't know about the sight lines. And then once we were in them, I thought, okay, this is really something special. It really is, just to have that. I mean, you have 68,000 people or whatever it was in Pittsburgh. And even in our ballpark, I think we had 48,000. And the atmosphere around it, and it was fantastic. So I didn't get it till we actually participated in one.
Did you go, Rems?
Oh, yeah. I saw you there.
Right. Well, there was 35,000 people.
You probably saw a lot of people.
Well, the only thing was, I mean, same thing with Dallas. I mean, so they had a Cotton Bowl, and it just luckily a few weeks later, I was with Eddie Belfour in Saskatoon, and they interviewed Eddie on the pregame show along with Craig Ludwig, and it's not about the game. It's like Super Bowl. Or as the Jets told me, it's like Grey Cup. It is an event. And for a franchise, Ross, it's nice to get everybody together.
Oh, for sure. Yes, it is. Yeah, lots of fun. You know, you get everybody. A lot of times you're kind of out on your own island, you know, especially in the amateur scouting or the pro scouting. And those events, you have everybody come together, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, it's funny because your guy, you mentioned him already, Darryl Baumgartner, Bomber, the man who never ages, said, I thought that you would be down there in Dallas for the game. And I said, if the old guy was still with us, we'd have gone, you know, we'd have been the first ones to book tickets. The entire Jackson clan was there, all of them, Les's crew. It's like a homecoming, I guess, is my point. And for the Flames and the Jets, it happened to be in Regina. It was just so amazing. Questions from our viewers. Rod and Kerry Monroe write in. They say Hershey is a perennial front runner in the American Hockey League. What's the secret?
You know, it's a first-class organization. Hershey's a special place. We're able to attract really good veteran players there. It's got great schools. It's kind of an amazing place because the whole thing is built on the Hershey Chocolate Company. I mean, they are really responsible for all these different facilities, and the rink there is unbelievable. It's as good as any NHL rink or better. So you are able to attract good veterans, which really makes a difference. And for us, we want our kids to grow up in a winning environment and be able to put two or three into the NHL every year. And Hershey's been a really good. We've had a great relationship with them.
How many games do you actually get to watch the Capitals? Because you're on the road all the time, so the access to actually watching the games is not what people might think. You probably, I'm going to guess, 15, 20?
No, not that many. Live, I probably will watch the team play about 8 or 9 times. And then, download all the games and watch them, you know, on my computer after. But, live, not that many times, really. They're paying me to go out and find them.
But find players, yeah. No sense being watching your own team.
Yeah.
Producer Clark wants to know, how long before the draft do the Capitals begin having their draft meetings in terms of bringing everybody together into a war room?
We meet a couple times a year. The first meeting we usually have is in the first week in December. And that's kind of almost putting the players in layers, where you're kind of looking at players that might go in the first two rounds or another layer for the middle rounds and late rounds. And then we'll meet again in right after the combine, which is usually the last week in May. Mm-hmm. And we'll go right from combine to have our meetings. That'll be our final meetings. And then, we kind of massage the list a little bit, just before the draft, because we've, you do your list, but then you kind of have to sit back and reflect on it. And like I said, do a little massaging. It might be some more information that comes into, whether it's from the medical staff or, as to whether you're moving players up or down.
We're going to let you go, Ross, just a comment. Do you have another one for Ross?
Well, I was just on that note, I was really curious. You said something there that made me think about something I've been meaning to ask you. When you're sitting in a room and you're preparing for the draft and you got all of these different names, some teams are specifically looking for a specific type of player. Some are just going to take the best player available. Sometimes it depends on the year. What generally is the philosophy as you get into the first, say, 2 or 3 rounds with the Capitals? Is it, we just want the best guy?
Yeah, we've always made a point of trying to take the best player available to us. Sometimes you may think it'd be nice to get a defenseman, but if you pass over another player for a positional player and that player ends up being a better player, you're not going to be happy with yourself. So, and you know what? And some people say, well, what if you have too many defensemen or what? Well, if they're all good assets for the general manager as far as being able to use them in trades, so we honestly don't go by position. We just go for best player. I mean, all things are equal. Like the 1 year we thought there was some really good goaltenders and we ended up drafting Varlamov, and we end up drafting Michael Neuwirth, and we're actually going to take Steve Mason also with another pick that we had, but we thought maybe we probably wouldn't have room for the 3 goalies in the future. But that year we were, like I said, all things equal, we went for a couple goaltenders because it was kind of a need that we had at that time.
Does it hurt when you identify a guy like Chandler Stephenson, win a Stanley Cup, and then see him go play with somebody else?
Yeah, it does, because you have kind of a special bond, I think, when you have drafted these young players, and they become, part of your organization. But, things happen, and good for Chandler. And you know what? He's off to a really good start with Vegas, and I'm happy for him. And like I said, he's a fine young guy and a good person, and he played really well for us. And but things happen, teams have different needs and you can't keep everybody. And like I said, good for him. And I'm really pleased with how he's doing.
Yeah, he's great. He's awesome.
He is a good
on
guy.
And off the ice.
Yeah.
Last one for you, Roscoe. Just the dub. I guess we don't have a lot of playoffs. We're talking about maybe going to PA or Saskatoon or an SJ road trip. Yeah. Where are you going to be watching hockey this spring? Are you going to be in the area? Or are you traveling? Or what's the deal?
I'll try to see as many players as I can. It's hard, though, because, they get eliminated so quickly. But there are some players out west I'd like to see. And then I will be watching PA also because we drafted Alexei Protas. So need to check and see how he's doing, Got some games in the Quebec League and then, in the Ontario League. And then we'll have the under-18 championships in Plymouth. Also have to get back to Europe for the B pool and the under-18 championships. And there's an under-20 tournament over there. So kind of hopping around all over the place.
Worried about the coronavirus?
Well, it's interesting. I just got back from, as I said earlier, from Berlin last night. And it hasn't affected things there. They were, 18,000 people at the game. But I look at Switzerland, they've canceled their games. They haven't played in about 10 days. Czech Republic just came out today and said that they would be playing playoff games, but no spectators and no scouts allowed in the building. And Germany, they haven't made that decision yet, but there's been talk about maybe having playoff games, but with no spectators. So we'll see what happens.
Amazing. Yeah. Well, Ross, we learned a lot. Really appreciate you coming in. We've got a gift card for you from the Tap Brewhouse and Eatery.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Take the missus out for supper on the Tap. I appreciate it. All Thanks. Right. And Rems, thank you for sticking around, too.
My pleasure.
Always
this was fun. This was a fun. One of my favorite people right
you
here.
You betcha. Stanley Cup champion Ross Mahoney of the Washington Capitals with us. Dupes will join us coming up next. And we've got our NHL insider, Rich Sutter, on the way, too. It's the Rod Peterson Show, episode 189 on Facebook Live. And listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital GMC in Regina. It's the best time of year to receive the biggest discounts, highest trade values, lowest payments, and hundreds of brand new vehicles to choose from. Get a special $1 over invoice price on all remaining new 2019 vehicles. Plus, finance rates start as low as 0% on select new GMC Sierras. And Costco members receive special member pricing. Only for a limited time at Saskatchewan's largest GM dealer, Capital GMC in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio. Music to build a better day.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to the Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Back, everybody. Tuesday morning sports update for Seat Giant and G2G Bars. And Wendell Clark's here. The Toronto Maple Leafs will have defenseman Morgan Rielly back in the lineup tonight when they host the Tampa Bay Lightning in NHL play. Rielly missed the last 8 weeks of the season with a broken foot. Toronto could use the boost after picking up just 1 point on a recent 3-game road trip through California. The Vancouver Canucks are home to the New York Islanders tonight. The Canucks look to turn things around after picking up just 3 wins over the last 10 games and tumbling out of a Western Conference playoff spot. Also tonight, Ottawa's at Anaheim. Montreal hosts Nashville. The Ivy League is canceling its men's and women's basketball tournaments because of concerns about the spread of coronavirus. The 4-team tournaments were scheduled to be played Friday through Sunday in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The Ivy League says it will award its automatic NCAA tournament bids to the Princeton women and Yale men who were regular season champions. All upcoming professional soccer games in Spain, France, and Portugal, as well as some in Germany, and a European championship qualifying match in Slovakia will be played in empty stadiums because of the coronavirus outbreak. to the NFL, Ravens guard Marshall Yand is retiring after 13 seasons in which he was named to the Pro Bowl 8 times and helped Baltimore win the 2012 Super Bowl. And with NFL free agency starting in 1 week's time, here are the teams lining up to make offers to Tom Brady. Tennessee, Indianapolis, San Francisco, LA Chargers, Las Vegas, Tampa Bay, and of course, New England. This sports update for SeatGiant.ca. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. We have all major sporting events and concert tickets in Canadian dollars. Enter promo code RP Show and get discounts for RP Show fans. Visit SeatGiant.ca for G2G protein bars. This is Ben Cahoon's company. Were you having one this morning, Darren? Somebody was.
Yeah.
Was it you?
No. Not yet.
Who was having it? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Somebody was gnawing on it. Fresh, all natural, healthy, and delicious. They're amazing. They do fuel the Rod Peterson Show. There's no doubt about that. You can order them online, g2gbars.com. Enter the promo code RP Show. You get a 20% discount. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive, where today it's Taco Tuesday, $13.99 chicken tacos is the special. See at Wendell's. How are you?
I'm great.
Haven't seen you for a while.
I know.
Did you enjoy the hockey talk?
Oh, yeah. Ross is great. I mean, it's just even great, like, you know, having them in the building, right? I mean, that's what's so cool about this place is when they come and hang out and they're just in the building, it's neat. It's,
yeah.
It's like, you know, Christmas time or whatever when family comes over and so nice to see. I mean, as much as we enjoy each other's company, it's always nice when these guys come in and the Stanley Cup ring is out and we get to, you know, hear stories in the break. Clark, of course, is picking his brain, geeking out about the NHL draft and things like that. That's fun.
Well, we're very grateful to have these guys come and hang out. They're busy guys. What do you say? He just got home from Munich last night?
Yeah.
Just like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
You know, so hip-hop's the globe on a regular basis watching hockey. He's got a good life. And good work, Clark, on bringing him in. Actually, I was remiss here. I had some questions on the Prairie Mobile text line, and I didn't read them. Dang it. But we got Metal Shingle Guy writes in every day. He's a huge XFL fan. Maybe we'll shift gears from hockey for a moment. He says, all rosters expand by 5, Rod. Team 9 guys get dispersed through the league after week 5. Peters is a great ad for Houston. Like to see him in the CFL again. And he's referring to the news that we broke earlier today that Brian Peters, the former Rider linebacker, former Viking and Houston Texans linebacker, has signed with the Houston Roughnecks of the XFL. And what does it mean? Well, I got a few thoughts on that. One, I'm pumping away on the elliptical this morning, and I see this ad come up on TSN just before SportsCenter. That says, the XFL, airing Saturdays and Sundays on TSN. And I'm thinking, no, it's not. Because everybody's pissed off that the games weren't on this past weekend.
Yeah,
so don't say
them.
You're going to air them and then don't air them.
Right.
A, that's the very first thing that comes to mind. Two, how the CFL wants to allocate its money to its players is really their own business. If you want to give $750,000 to a quarterback, that's your deal. If you want to give $65,000 to a U.S. rookie, that's also your deal. But you are going to miss out on players like Brian Peters, who's been up here, made his name, went in the NFL, had some good productive years. But with the XFL being an option, they're going to go to the XFL. They just want to play ball.
They want to play ball, and they want the shortest possible route back to wherever's going to get them paid again, too, right? And wherever's going to get them the limelight. Some of these guys have made money, and they've got other things going on that they just want to, you know, play ball and have that prestige, right? I'm an NFL athlete. I get treated differently. I roll, you know what I mean? And XFL, excuse me, gives you some of that, especially with the television coverage, the exposure you have across North America. It's massive. And so you get a little bit of that, too. He wants to play football. Does it mean he's not going to come back to the CFL? No. But he missed out on the free agency period. Didn't get picked up. Maybe teams didn't know he was available or looking. Maybe he's waiting on the NFL. So he'll go to the XFL. And it might mean that once the season's over, he's available for the CFL. That'll be interesting because I know the CFL management is likely watching. Scouts are likely watching. General managers are likely watching the XFL. It's available, right? If you can find it on TV. So you know that these contracts are up in May. And that when training camp comes up and your coach says, look, this guy's not what we thought he was. We got a hole here and we got a hole here and we got a hole here. They can go to their board and be like, oh, this guy killed it in the XFL. This guy looked pretty good. This young guy looked pretty good. Let's give him a call. And I think you'll see some of those guys filter into the league.
Yep. This XFL thing's really interesting to watch in that, look, all things being equal, of course, the Saskatchewan Roughriders, let's just use the team here, would love to have Brian Peters on their roster. It all comes down to money. So it's so when I point this out, it's not like they're like, we don't want Brian Peters. No, they probably do. He's got a lot of wear and tear on his body. And I get it. You ask about, you know, being scouted. He was on this show. I don't know if you were co-hosting with me that day and did that interview. Remember, he was sitting on his front porch with his hat on backwards. And, of course, he had his friggin' wife beater on. Huge muscles. And he's like, I would love to come back to the CFL. I absolutely would. Well, there were no offers. So now he's going to the XFL. And as far as whether this league's going to stick around or not, I'm a really big believer in marketing, as I think you are too.
Yep.
And the XFL didn't fall on its face in week two like it did way back in 2001. And I don't remember how much you I don't know how much you remember about back in 2001. The league was rolling, but because of some of its own snafus, games running too long, they were interrupting Saturday Night Live because it was on NBC and that was ticking off the rest of America. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like it just didn't run smooth. And it wasn't because of anything on the on-field product. It's not because they ran out of money.
Right.
But they lost their TV partners at the time.
And that's a problem.
And that killed them.
Yeah, it's a huge problem. The game can be great. The fans can love it. But that's in your market. A TV, I mean, it's so key to growing your audience and growing your game. And they're doing it right now. You almost build it for television first. And that's going to that's going to bring fans in. If you build it for television, fans will come because you're going to start marketing it that way. So I think that's really interesting. I really do.
Jason in Red Deer writes in and says, what are your guys' thoughts on the Houston game being cut short and the officials taking off before looking at it? Well, I don't know all the details on that. I saw my good friend Luke Mulliner going off on Twitter saying the league lost credibility because they did cut a game off. But that's my point. Back in, it was a week one or week two in 2001 with the XFL, and I was watching this on, they did a 30 for 30 documentary on it. It was great. A game went into double overtime, then triple overtime. That's what went into Saturday Night Live, and it really ticked off NBC.
Yeah.
So my guess is this was the threat of that happening. They had to cut the game off because it's a three-hour block window. They can't have the games running long. They don't want to have the same thing happen again. That's just my guess. I haven't delved into this situation, but I could very much see that happening. But I do remember talking to CFL types a year ago when the Alliance, actually a year and a half ago when the Alliance League was starting up, and they're all, oh, yeah, let's just wait and see if it lasts before we talk about if it's a threat. And you know what? They were right. They were absolutely right. And it wasn't really a threat either, because you know what? What CFL names do you remember going to the Alliance? Hardly any.
Yeah.
If any, it was guys like Marquise Williams, who'd been through here, who wasn't really a name. Brian Peters was a contributor in this league.
Yep.
Derek Dennis, contributor. SJ Green, Sergio Castillo. Are you seeing the difference?
Big time. There's contributors. Now, what, Trent Richardson was in the Alliance League, so there was some names, but not really.
He wasn't a contributor in the CFL yet. He did have one 100-yard game, but those other guys, spent substantial time.
All-stars,
yeah.
League award winners, veterans that, you know, had key roles, starters. It's a big difference, for sure. And so they're off to a great start. You know, you can look at attendance numbers, but everybody that's talking about attendance numbers or looking at, you know, different things right now, it's so small-minded and narrow vision, which you need a little bit of, but like when you're looking at the success of something, geez, you can't look like this. If you would look at success, I mean, if you were evaluating that way, think of the first, week of this show. I mean, sponsors were coming in, but we were not rolling in money and right on day one. Just, you know, it's a new venture. But you look now, I mean, everything's great, rolling. Big national TV deal. You know, we couldn't be flying higher. Life's great, right? XFL, the same deal. So people that are kind of poo-pooing on, well, the attendance went down last week. Well, they're only averaging this. But they got all these big names. They've got the TV deal. They're ahead of probably where they hoped they would be at this point.
They're saying that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Attendance numbers, they're not really worried about that on a week-to-week basis right now. That's not their focus.
I'm spending more time reading coverage about the league than I am watching the games. Saturdays and Sunday afternoons don't always work for me. Jason goes on to say the Houston quarterback took a knee in the victory formation and was 2 seconds left when his knee touched. The refs ended the game. Should have been a turnover on downs on their 20. So what? They would have had one more play. So it was an officiating gaffe. Big deal. Like, they'd be the first league in the history of sport to have a ref screw up. If, right. if I'm reading that right, who really cares? From Brett Upton in Saskatoon writes in, and he says, Johnny Manziel was another CFLer who went to the Alliance, and in all seriousness, I hope he gets better. Johnny doesn't really want to, seems to want to get better, so he doesn't seem to want to get better. As we all know, or
I don't think
some of us know,
the problem,
yeah,
right?
is the first step. Tyler, our sales manager, writing in, he says, the XFL has the greatest beer snake of all time. Here's the problem. What came out of week five in the XFL? The beer snake.
Yeah.
Which isn't really a problem. The fact of the matter is, people are talking about it. It's the buzz. That's the whole thing. If people weren't talking about it, that would be the problem.
And do you know what they're talking about? Commissioner Oliver Luck.
Pounding a beer.
Walking down the sideline, yeah, after pounding his beer at the empty cup, looking for the beer snake so he can add his cup to the bottom of the beer snake, which is amazing.
Yeah.
You talk about, you know, you wanting your commissioner to be visible and at the games. Oliver Luck is incredibly visible, and he comes with that name that adds so much credibility in the traditional sense of football. That stuff goes further than the on-field product in terms of growing the game. That stuff is huge.
Yeah, so the beer snake's what came out of week five. Anonymous texter writes in on the Prairie Mobile text line. He says, the games were on TSN Saturday. Sunday, the last game was on ESPN. TSN chose curling. Well, it was the Breyer final. And believe me, we talked about it Monday morning. I said, it's not like TSN was airing one thing on five channels. Mm-hmm. They had NASCAR going on. They had curling going on. They had something else going on. My point is, I wanted to watch the XFL, and it wasn't on. So just don't say that you're going to have the XFL and then not have it.
Yeah.
That's all. And I could have wandered across my living room and turned on my Android box. I just didn't feel like it.
Yeah. You could have found it, I guess.
I could have found it, but as I said on Monday, put it right in front of my face.
Yes.
Put it right in front of my face.
Shouldn't have to be work to find it. You're probably
no.
not going to watch it if it takes any work at all. That's a big thing. And just, you know, quick thought on, you mentioned, you know, the Breyer was on and the Dunstone rink earlier. That was our poll question yesterday. Saw Braden Moskowy in the airport last night.
What do you have to say?
Coming home. I didn't talk
to... What were you doing in the airport?
Picking up mom and dad from Cuba.
Sweet.
Yeah. So it's like 10:30 at night. He was getting off the plane, headphones in, but he, you know, probably not in the best mood. You know, you just...
You never know with him.
Disappointed.
Because he looks mean.
He's an intimidating guy. But
yeah.
He kind of saw me at the corner of his eye and perked up and came right over, and we shook hands and said, great job this week, you know, tough way to finish, but he appreciated that and said we'll have to get him in here soon, but it was good to see him. And just a tangent there.
That's all good. Chris Clark writing in on the Prairie Mobile text line. He's from the unofficial Pats podcast. I think he wanted us to ask this to Ross Mahoney. He's been on this for weeks. Chris Clark, good guy. I see him at all the Pats games. He says, how about the NHL considering changing the CHL transfer rule to allow 19-year-olds to play in the AHL? I just don't really care about that. And I definitely don't care until it affects a team or a player that I'm involved with. I guess I should have mentioned it to Ross. Do you have a thought on that?
You know what? It would. It would affect some teams. But you
sure.
know what?
Until it does, I don't care.
It'd be no different than a guy who's been drafted like Kirby Dach going to the NHL. Yeah, they can play in the AHL, and maybe you'd see the AHL full of more 19-year-olds. Well, then there'd be more of an emphasis in the Western Hockey League on making sure you have three good 20s, but you'd have more of an emphasis on 18-year-olds. It would just change. And yeah, it would be an adjustment.
It's not that big a deal.
But it would be the same across the board. And so you'd lose a little bit of the high-end talent in the Western Hockey League, for sure. But it would still make it incredibly competitive. It would still, in my mind, it wouldn't affect me that much. It would be a small change.
It seems to me like once every 3, 4, 5 years, this comes into play. And Kirby Dock is a really good example, but he's only 18.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't actually, in this case,
wouldn't affect it.
I just, frankly, Chris has been asking about it for weeks. There's a reason I've kind of been ignoring it because I don't care. And I think 98%, maybe actually, no, 99.8% of people don't care.
I think you look at it and you think, okay, well, Sam Steele then. Probably wouldn't have been playing in the Memorial Cup for the Pats. And they might not have affected them. They might not have bid for the Memorial Cup then because they might not have had Sam Steele. But you don't know that at the time. But you got to think bigger than your team. If he doesn't have, they don't have Sam Steele, then Hamilton doesn't have Robert Thomas. And it all balances out at the end. But
something, it does, but it hurts the product.
It does hurt the product. That is true. But something that I'm not going to spend too much time thinking about or worrying about right now. I don't know how realistic it is.
Well, what'd he say? It's going to happen or they're talking about it. We've already spent more time on it than we should. I'll tell you this. Major junior hockey and junior hockey in general has a lot of problems. They get a lot of concerns to worry about.
Yeah.
But it's not my concern. It's their concern, not mine. What's up with Rich Sutter? Ah, he's just landing. So we're expecting to have Rich Sutter before we go off the air today. We're going to take a pause. Hey, it's one of our favorite times. Let's just answer questions, you and me, from the viewers and listeners.
Yeah.
You down with that?
I'm down.
Okay. And we're also going to give away 2 tickets. Contest time. 2 tickets right now to the, well, through the break, to the Bono's Bob Poley and Roger Aldag Legend Series induction ceremony Saturday, April the 18th. We'll be inducting Bob Poley and Roger Aldag, 2 CFL legends, 2 Rough Riders legends, into the Rams Hall of Fame. The Legend Series Induction Ceremony. Be the first one to text us now on the Prairie Mobile text line 306-840-8777. You'll be joining me, the MC, Steve Mazurek, the celebrity guest speaker, plus Poley and Aldag on April 18th. Text me now. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Rod Peterson Show continues beginning April 8th on Game Plus Network, coast to coast, and in the United States on Cablevision. I think our life's going to change a lot when that happens. Checking the poll update, checking the poll results here for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. Will the Winnipeg Jets be a Stanley Cup playoff team? You got 23 hours to vote on this poll. 51% of you saying yes, they will be. 36% of you saying no, they won't. And 13% of you being honest saying you don't know. You just don't know. But if the Stanley Cup playoffs began today, we're in for a real treat.
Oh, yeah.
Oilers Flames in round one, which I don't think has happened since 1990. That meeting in the playoffs at all, let alone round one. Blues and Wild, Avalanche Stars, and of course the big one, the Vegas Golden Knights against the Winnipeg Jets. Gary Lawless would be in all in a tizzy, like he was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Winnipeg guy, Vegas team.
You know, we often have board meetings live on the air, right? Have these kind of business meetings on the air. It'd be great. I was thinking during the break, earlier in hour one, when we were talking about the Jets and potentially meeting the Golden Knights in round one. Wouldn't it be great if we'd take our show to Vegas? Who's your contact at the Palms there that hooked you up?
I got her email here somewhere.
They might bring us out. Wouldn't that be great if we could set up poolside, do our shows leading up to the Golden Knights playoff games?
Woo! Actually, we got an invite. Did the guys at Trinity Western College get a hold of you?
No.
They want us to come out and do our show next year when they open up the U Sports season. Their first year in Canada West. They want us broadcasting live from Trinity Western.
Let's do it.
In Vancouver. We got to get those Vancouver numbers up.
That's in Langley, right?
It is. It's in Langley.
Oh, beautiful.
And
right next to the event center.
Let's go to Langley and Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
And I also think because of our partnership with the BC Lions, I think we should be at the BC Lions home opener, broadcasting on the steps of BC Place the morning of the game, and maybe even do a post game show. What the hell? Because I think Bell Media TSN probably wouldn't let us in the building.
Eh.
A rights issue.
That's okay.
Can we get on it? Can we go out to the home opener?
Yeah, Alan. Stop singing. Pick up the phone. And
Alan, and our intern, has just started singing, Viva Las Vegas. Can you imagine Alan in Vegas?
Oh.
He'd be coming home in a box.
What's the one? Did they cut off his ear? Finger. Cut off the guy's finger. They took him for the show.
Pull a tooth. Alan, Hangover 4. By the way, we got a winner. We have a winner. From the U of R Rams Alumni Legend Induction Series, Donna Berger will be attending. Thank you, Donna. I got your tickets right here. You'll be joining Brady from Saskatoon, yourself, me, and we're going to be giving away two tickets each day for the rest of the week. As we await Rich Sutter, I'm going to get to sports on tap tonight for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. In the dub tonight, Blades at Warriors. Are you going?
No, we got ball tonight.
Oh, we got ball. It's our last game of the season.
This team comes first.
Yes.
That team comes second.
What a shock that we missed the playoffs. We have gone right in the toilet as a team this year. We need to have a players-only meeting tonight, either before or after the game.
Start kicking some ass.
Yeah. And this is perfect. We can have our team wind up at Ballers after the game.
Perfect.
Alan, you got to come out and play instead of running around in the iguana outfit. As our mascot at the games. Folks, you really got to come to Ballers and watch.
Is he going to come be our mascot while we're playing ball? Can you imagine walking up and banging?
Well, that's what he should do.
Rattling the cage? That'd be awesome.
Monty, are you swearing at us? Can you put that up on the screen, please, Clark? Monty in Saskatoon just wrote in, suck you. Suck with an S. Suck you. Suck you, Monty. Also tonight... What? Is that bad?
I don't know. It's good.
Also tonight, Red Deer at Medicine Hat and Kamloops at Spokane. Garnet in North Battleford writes in and says, pickleball? No, it's not pickleball. It's real ball. And it's sponsored by Great Western. It's in the batting cages and it's a lot of fun. Don't mock it till you try it, at least.
Oh, it's amazing.
Very excited about the SJHL playoff games tonight. The venues have switched, and we're into game threes all across the series in round one. Melfort's at Estevan. That series is tied 1-1. Yorkton's at LaRange. That series is tied 1-1. And then Flin Flon's at Humboldt tonight. Bombers are up 2-0, and the Battlefords are at Nipawin. The Stars are up 2-0. And for an SJHL little playoff update, you can go to rodpeterson.com. Stackhouse's 10 thoughts are up there. He also, by the way, somewhat rips on Sportsnet's all-female NHL play-by-play crew from the other night. It's kind of entertaining. Check it out. NHL tonight, 8 games. The Leafs, home to Tampa Bay. Leafs are still in a playoff spot, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Despite the slide.
Yep, despite the recent slide, and that doesn't get any easier tonight. They had some recent success against Tampa, but yeah, they, well, this is money time, right? Got to win these games.
Nashville at Montreal. Islanders at the Vancouver Canucks. Let's see if Vancouver can pull their season out of the gutter.
Well, they've kind of taken a sharp left turn into the ditch, right? But dealing with injuries, they need some goaltending. Big time.
Ottawa at Anaheim also tonight. So of the eight games, four Canadian teams are in action. The SJHL's watching. They write in, yes, some barns are going to burn tonight. I've been invited to go to Estevan to check out the Bruins and the Mustangs, but I got ball tonight, as you said, and tomorrow night the Pats are playing at home, and I don't like to miss my favorite team, the Regina Pats. I never like to miss them play, if it's at all avoidable.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break and be back with overtime, hoping to have Rich Sutter with us, 13-year NHL veteran, and questions from the viewers. Hang on, Nelson. We'll answer yours next. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Overtime's next on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Markdown March has arrived at Capital Ford Pre-Owned. The Capital Auto Mall has over 550 used vehicles, and they've all been repriced to move. Right now, get this pre-owned 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee for only $29,999 plus tax. Or check out this pre-owned 2014 Volkswagen Jetta. Its markdown price is only $12,574 plus tax. It's Markdown March, only for a limited time at Ford of Canada's number one pre-owned Ford store, Capital Ford Pre-Owned.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause. Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
All right, welcome back, everybody. A lot of hockey coming at you today, although we did have some breaking news that we'll pass along again. Former Rough Riders linebacker, a Grey Cup champion, Minnesota Viking and Houston Texan, Brian Peters, has signed with the Houston Roughnecks of the XFL. Rich Sutter just getting into position. We'll go to Richie next. Nelson Hakowicz, one of our viewers, writes in. I said we would take questions from our viewers. Nelson says, with St. Louis making the run last year, who is the 2020 Stanley Cup dark horse? I'm going to say the Winnipeg Jets. That's what I'm going to say.
That's great.
Do you have one?
Well, I was Florida for a long time. I'm starting to really doubt their ability to get into the playoffs. Dark horse? Yeah, it's not Vegas. Man, Minnesota, they've been playing really well ever since they made the coach. They were playing good before the coaching change, but now that they made the change, they're rolling. They're in a playoff spot right now. Vancouver's going the other way. Calgary, you're not sure. I'll say Minnesota.
Okay.
Just keep it in the West.
So staying in the West.
Yeah.
Daily poll for Capital Auto Mall, Universal Collision Center. Are the Winnipeg Jets a playoff team? 51% of you saying yes, 36% of you saying no. And if my math adds up, 11% of you saying you don't know. We'll take more questions from viewers, but first let's go out to Alberta. Richie Sutter joins us from the Columbus Blue Jackets and Flames broadcast. He's got his jackets hat on. Hey, Richie, are you saying the Blue Jackets would be dark horses, your Jackets, or are they Stanley Cup contenders? Where do they fit in right now?
Well, if you put nine of our players that are out back in the lineup, I'd say we are a contender. I don't know how we've managed, Rod, for the last 35 games. We're not going to be a team that cries like some other teams do every time they lose a guy or two. I mean, we've had as many as 13 out of our lineup. The other night in Vancouver, we went with without nine. So it says a lot about our group, about our character of our group. We don't let that word injured enter our locker room. It's basically next man up, opportunity for the next guy pulling on the rope. And that's how we've managed to get by and scrape wins up. And, if we can just get some more wins here, we might be okay.
Well, you got, 10, 11, maybe 12 games left. What's the outlook for those 12. Injuries? 12? What's the outlook?
We're hoping Cam Atkinson at some point this week. Everyone else is basically, we've shut some guys down for the season. Obviously, Seth Jones is a guy that we're hoping if we can get into the first round that he will be back. We're missing really important players. Our whole right side has been decimated, but it is what it is. The one kid that I think really is going to be a special player that we do miss is the 20-year-old Alexander Texier. He really came to his own late last year when he came from Europe after playing over there. Played, five games in the minors for us, and then stepped right into the top six role in the playoffs and kind of carried right in on to the early season until he was hit from behind and broke a vertebrae in his back. We're at a point with him where we decide on the weekend as a group whether he's close or not, we're going to shut him down. He's 20 years old. It's not worth the risk long-term for the benefit of our organization. Give him the extra time this summer to come to fully heal and be ready to play in the fall time. So other than Cam Atkinson, Rod, everybody else really is long-term.
I have another Blue Jackets question for you in a moment, but first, looking over your shoulder at that trophy, I'm wondering why I've never been invited to your house, and B, it kind of reminds me of Brian's house, where the only memorabilia is his Jack Adams trophy. You don't see anything else in that beautiful country home in Sylvan Lake. What do you have for decorations around your home there in Lethbridge?
We keep stuff downstairs. The kids enjoy it downstairs when they were little, when they were younger, I guess. But, there's a lot of stuff downstairs out of the way. I think Luke's got a nice big ensuite downstairs when he's home, and that room is filled with stuff. But, we don't kind of do that kind of stuff. That's not how we are. Honestly, Rod, I'm home today. I'm supposed to be in Vancouver. And I was flying out, I was flying out at 6:30 this morning. I just actually got home from there earlier, but I came home for a business meeting last night. And at 10:30 last night, there was concerns with our group in Vancouver on Sunday about the virus. And there was concerns with our hockey ops group. And then I had an email. I checked my emails early in the mornings, midday, and then later at night from the group. And late last night, I received an email that they did not want me traveling back to Vancouver. So basically said, stay in Alberta for the next 7 to 10 days and see if this thing settles down. They don't want us traveling.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, to go back where we started, Rhonda wants it tastefully decorated, as does Judy. And then to the... what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rhonda, I've been home a lot lately, so I've been getting the... I'm getting the house plans here. Things are changing in our house. So you should come sometime this summer. You'll see a part of the house be totally differently decorated, I guess.
List is very long. But on the coronavirus thing, Richie, I said this earlier. I had an Army guy call me last night and said, listen, this is ridiculous. You don't need to worry. I'll tell you when you need to worry. We're a long ways off needing to worry. Vancouver might be a different story.
It is.
But Yeah. So how much of a concern is it in your circles? I mean, you kind of just outlined it, but really, are you worried?
We are. When the NHL, you know, they're not going to call or make press conferences and make news about things like this because that's not their, especially that's not what their knowledge is about. They're getting, they're not getting secondhand information. They're getting firsthand information. And when the news came down Saturday that if there was to be any more post-practice, post-game interviews, things like that, they will be held outside of locker rooms to keep as the minimum amount of people inside the locker room. When you see the joint statement from all the major teams or all the major leagues last night come out, it tells you that there is now becoming a real concern. When you see the release that went on at Santa Clara County in California last night where the Sharks play, then it becomes a real concern. Basically, we've been told, as every team at this point, everybody flies with their charters. You have to decide and see fit as you move along here. If you're safe, if you feel you can go, you go. It's to be determined on a team-to-team, on a day-to-day basis at this point.
What do you do, Rich, if you're the San Jose Sharks? Do you play there in an empty stadium, or do you try and move your game somewhere where you can play in front of some fans?
Well, honestly, you know, they've got to be thinking of all the alternatives that are available. If they're not exercising the right to try and get the athletes playing in front of fans. The Barracuda play in the same building, so going down for the farm team isn't going to obviously help. Stockton is a 7,000-seat arena 100 miles down the road. Bakersfield, where the Oilers play, is a beautiful 9,000-seat arena 3 hours down the road. I don't know what they're thinking. I know the players would rather play in front of people, in front of fans, obviously. I think they're probably going in circles and they're just trying to, you know, write down the positives on one side of the ledger, the negatives on the other, and try and cross out and see which one weighs and makes the most sense. Way it looks right now, they are on the road. So they have 5 home games remaining. They have 3, Boston, Montreal, and it was one other. It was a West Coast team. So either way, it's virtually impossible because people said, well, why don't you go play in the other team's rank? Well, you're not going to fly to Montreal and Boston because, number one, it's halfway across the world. Number two, those buildings, those nights or dates that you're going to need may not even be available. So they may end up having to play in front of a building that's got nobody in it, and that's kind of sad.
Yeah, it would be crazy. So I wanted to ask you about our poll question. We had the Winnipeg Jets as a topic, winning last night over Arizona. Are they a playoff team? That's what we asked people. Are they going to be a playoff team? They won 6 in a row at home. Do you like the Jets right now?
I do. I'm certainly looking forward to driving to Edmonton because that's all I'm allowed to do is drive. At this point, I'm certainly looking forward to watching them play tomorrow night and then Saturday night in Calgary. They are playing much better. This league, it's just so hard to win, even with a good team. It's so hard to win even more, so it's magnified when you have people out. And you look at how that lineup has shook down here in the last 6 months. They're finally starting to get some guys back. Adam Lowry's a big guy back in the lineup. He's missed 20 games. Perreault as well. I do like their group right now. They're playing the right kind of hockey at the right time of the year. So, you know, you look in the other end, you look what the Oilers have done the last 2-3 games. They had no right even being in their own building playing the last 2 home games. That's how bad they were outplayed Saturday night and last night. So you want to hit your stride at the right time. Some teams seem to be doing that. Some teams that are already in seem not to be doing that. It's going to be a very interesting next 3 weeks.
Speaking of, 10 days left in the WHL regular season. We all kind of think that the PA Raiders stand the best shot of repeating in the whole shooting match. Who's the best team in Alberta as far as you're concerned?
Well, I really think right now, Rod, it's Edmonton. they're a deep hockey club. They're getting scoring and they're getting contributions from up and down the lineup. I think they've done a good job there. Calgary has been up and down. You never count Willie Desjardins' teams out in Medicine Hat. You look at Lethbridge, an older team that relies very heavily on Dylan Cousins and the 19 and 20-year-olds to do all of their scoring. I don't like their goaltending. I think that it's going to be a downfall. I mean, look, you can win 6-5 you want all day long in regular season, but you don't win like that in the playoffs. And I don't know how they think they can. But you never know. It's junior hockey. They're kids. I just think it's wide open coming out of Alberta. I do know that, you know, our people that watch the league, especially the Eastern Conference, they love what Dave Lowry and Brandon is doing right now. They seem to be the team that has really started to come on in the last 10 or 15 games. You never count them and Winnipeg out, even though it'd be great to see them play in the first round, but against each other. But geez, it'd be nice to see each one of those teams win a round and maybe get to the semifinal of the conference. So, yeah, it's tough. I think it's a roll of the dice. I think I've seen the Western Conference a lot, Rod. Kamloops, Everett, Seattle.
This was getting, it's just getting good.
Got cut
Portland,
off by the phone call.
Everett.
I want to know who was calling.
He's back. Okay. You just said Seattle. Rich, you were bringing
well,
back.
Well, not Seattle. Said, Portland, yeah. Spokane, Everett, Kamloops are real good groups, good teams out west. I think the West is strong this year. I think there's could be as many as 6 or 8 teams that could win the league this year.
Wow. Well, hey, are you going to be at Memorial Cup?
That is my plan. I've had my room booked since last September.
Okay, get me a cot. Because I'm really thinking I know you had so much fun. Look, I'm not joking. You don't have to laugh. I'm serious.
No, hey, it'd be awesome. You got to come out.
All right, Richie, thanks. I know you're busy. Thanks for fitting us in.
Hey, guys, great. Let's talk soon.
13-year NHL veteran Rich Sutter of the Columbus Blue Jackets and also from Sportsnet's Flames broadcast. By the way, the WHL has just sent out a release. Did you get it? The WHL continues to closely monitor the public health developments regarding COVID-19. The safety of our players, officials, staff, fans, and the general public remains of the utmost importance. The WHL is taking all necessary precautions as advised by Canadian and U.S. health authorities to mitigate potential spread of COVID-19. The WHL is advising players and club personnel to maintain good hygiene practices, including regular and thorough washing of hands with soap and water or cleansing with alcohol-based hand sanitizers. But it doesn't end there. In an effort to minimize contact, the WHL is advising all clubs and officials to follow a number of recommendations to minimize contact. Elimination of handshakes between teammates, opponents, and officials. No sharing of water bottles or towels on benches or penalty box areas. Avoid direct contact with fans, including high fives, handshakes, and autographing of items. Standard WHL media policy defines club dressing rooms as restricted areas. All media opportunities are to be conducted in designated media areas outside club dressing rooms. So, do you think this is going to get worse or get better?
It's going to get worse before it gets better. It will. I mean, we're running, it's worse than Boxing Day. The race for the toilet paper. It's worse than Boxing Day trying to get your hands on a 55-inch television, you know, when there's only one there, you know, and you're, or the Turbo Man doll in the Arnold Schwarzenegger Christmas movie where they almost kill each other to get the one doll. We're doing that for toilet paper. So, yeah, it's going to get a little bit worse before it gets better. But I trust the people that are in charge. I trust the people that are working on cures and things like that. I'm not worried about it. Let's put it that way. I'm not worried. I didn't buy any hand sanitizer. I haven't changed my habits. I'm not worried about it, but I know it'll get a little worse before it gets better.
Yeah. I am just going to go by the guy that I trust the most, that Army guy that called me last night. He said, we're nowhere near needing to worry. When we need to worry, I'll call you, and I don't expect I'm going to have to call you. This thing will be snuffed out.
Yeah.
Before you have anything to worry about. Peanut Butter Pete writes in, he says, what a beaut. Rich is a gem. He really is a gem. And I'm thinking, I might treat myself and go to the Memorial Cup, because that's a treat, is what it is. Not for 10 days. Probably just, I don't know, 5-6 days.
Yeah.
We'll see. Is that it? You good?
I'm good.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thanks to our guests today, Ross Mahoney, Rich Sutter, Kelly Rempel, and Gary Lawless sending his regards. He's rescheduled. Can't wait to talk Golden Knights with him. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live.
It's up.
Oh.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.